Hi, everybody. This is Richard Tracy with Criminal Masterminds. You're listening to us on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. And what do we have in the background here, Al?
It's a 1992 or 93 song from Russia.
Oh, it's about football.
About American football. Amerikansky football.
They have a bunch of Russian guys, Russian dancers, on the stage wearing football gear.
This
helmet.
Is the godfather of Russian rap.
Back in the early 90s.
Yeah. I used to...
He's also wearing short shoulder pads and a Raiders
and a Raiders
jersey.
Yeah.
Now, what's he singing about, Al?
He's singing about some like football, but for some reason, certain elements that he's using, it's only applicable to soccer, like gold.
Where's there the guy that screams the like goal?
It's in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The guy's like like South American, like. Go!
So this reminds me of the endless debate we have here. Oh, is that that was Boomer Esiason getting sacked? This Russian clip they're using
Montana
actual American NFL footage.
The NFL footage.
Yeah, that's a recent one. I wanted to talk about the everybody kneeling and stuff. I know we
like very much like Titamir now.
Yeah.
Kneeling.
I don't want to. I feel
looks like he's taking a dump.
Yeah, it does. I feel like we're there's really I'm tired of talking about it. We've talked about it for so much, but now the NFL is.
I just
want
to talk about that because I wanted to play this song.
Yeah,
I used to love that.
The NFL is changing their tunes,
they're
and now they're like
paddling.
Oh, they're backpedaling like crazy. Roger Goodell is. He was pretty quiet on the whole thing, right? At the beginning?
I don't know. I don't follow that.
He wasn't, didn't have much to say or wasn't vocal about it, at least. Overly vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Goodell is, issuing a memo to all the teams, the NFL teams now saying that, everybody needs to stand. Why do you think that's happening? It's happening because,
He suddenly, felt the wave of patriotism, like... coming over him.
Oh,
right?
Really? You think?
I think so.
He got
he
emotional.
Woke up and he just like you know, he listened to the anthem and felt like
he's like, you know what, I was wrong.
You know, 9/11. You know, military.
I wronged so many people.
Some people can't kneel because they don't have knees. No,
no, no. That wasn't the case. He,
how much money are they
he
losing?
He felt his wallet getting lighter and lighter, and uh-huh. the ratings are. Can you pull mm-hmm. up some ratings for me?
Okay.
NFL's recent ratings.
That's right. I said back paddling.
This shows exactly what the NFL has, not always, but at least ever since Goodell got there, has been about. I remember the big domestic violence campaign that they had, the nomore.org.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can find that, a nomore.org commercial for me.
I also remember Michael Vick suffocating dogs.
Electrocuting dogs and drowning them. And choking them to death after they did not perform properly in their dog ring it's all about ratings, it's all about money, it's all about sponsorships, it's all about that. The nomore.org campaign, basically the media started picking up a little traction with some of the NFL players committing domestic violence against their spouses, and they started working that story. So next thing you know, a portion of our public, and this is during social media already, where many unimportant voices can now be heard. People were now associating domestic violence with the NFL and how it was making the league look poorly. So what does the NFL do? They start this nomore.org campaign, and during every single game, practically on every single commercial break, you would see this nomore.org. And it's, can you find it for me? The no, just literally type in nomore.org NFL commercial. That's a slash. Dot.
Your computer's keyboard is weird.
No, it's the operator.
No more arg.
NFL commercial.
NFL.
Yes. Yes. I
want
to see
You want to watch the
actual
commercial?
I want to watch the actual commercial.
I just clicked enter. Why did it disappear?
Oh, wow. So anyway, it's just basically those commercials, if some of you may remember, had the players there, had the coaches there talking about domestic violence in the and it, go to videos, you'll probably. Oh, here, there it is. The first one.
First one, okay.
Yep. Say no more.
Boys, Eli. Boys. No more. What's the big deal? No
more. Okay, hang on.
I need to learn to click
you
out.
You need to learn how to stop one video before you go back to the beginning. Of this. Mr. Okay, T. This is so you're watching football, okay? Uh-huh. Pause. I particularly want Eli Manning. Uh-huh. Hang on. And right, you ready? Ooh, after we're done with this one, I want to go to this clip right here.
Okay.
Where no more PSA, speechless. Okay. So this is the no more domestic violence, anti-domestic violence campaign that they ran after during the games when all the players were getting caught up in their domestic violence cases.
Mm-hmm. No more boys will be boys. No more. What's the big deal? No more. It's just the way he is. No more, he just has a temper. No more, but he's such a nice guy. No more, but he has such a bright future. No more, not my problem.
No more, I'll say something next time.
No more, why didn't she tell anyone?
No more, why doesn't she just leave?
No more, I'm sure they'll work it out.
No more, she seems fine to
Trent
me.
Green.
No more, what was she wearing?
No more, she was drunk.
No more, he was drunk.
No more she was asking for.
Let it go.
No more she never said no.
She was asking for it? Is that what he said?
No more not on this team.
No more we don't talk about that.
No more bystanding.
No more ignorance.
No more excuses. No more.
Yeah, no more. Okay, pause. Or end that, sir. Okay, now here, don't get me wrong, folks. I am not making fun of domestic violence. I am not making light of the domestic violence issues that happen everywhere. That is a crime that literally does not discriminate. It happens among all classes, among all genders. Well, obviously, there are only two. Well, I don't want to get into that debate. There are only two because I'll be,
some
you know,
say
crapped
on. 64 genders.
Really? Listen, it happens to everybody, it happens in every household, everything from disputes that escalate to violence, physical violence. It's a terrible thing, and it's sad that I, again, have to give a disclaimer before I can voice my opinion, but I have to these days because people are insane and take everything out of context.
You're turning red. You're, I see veins like
it's very, it's very warm in this room right now.
Yeah, what's pulsating in your head?
It's my forehead. Yeah. Anyway. So there, have I made my point that you understand where I stand, right? Okay. I am making fun of the NFL. All of a sudden, making this it's so phony.
Yeah. Not paying attention beforehand.
They didn't care.
They
at
didn't
all
care
about domestic violence prior to these commercials running. I certainly didn't see it. I saw Pepsi ads. I saw Budweiser ads. I
Michael Jackson, head on fire.
Yeah, whatever. Anything but social issues. Is it water? Or is it... Al
just did something.
Al's face is covered in water. He just took a drink out of a glass of water.
What the hell? I thought gravity works only downward.
It's as if the water said, I disagree with you.
9.8.
There. So that's meters. My point. Is that when I watch these campaigns, nomore.org will solve, I guarantee you they haven't resolved any domestic violence issues.
I don't,
it you can't get rid of it. It's inevitable. It's
let me tell
happen,
you one thing.
It's an unfortunate thing, but that's what laws are for. That's
yeah.
what the police are for. That's what other phones are for. You call in, you deal with it, you have to discuss it, you go to court, a lot of people get involved, families get involved, social services get involved, the state gets, everybody gets involved. It's a terrible thing. But the NFL to tell me, oh, we can solve the domestic violence problem. No! I don't need Eli Manning to tell me, no more, don't argue with your wife.
You know what?
No more boys
let me
will
let me
be
tell
boys.
You one thing, okay? I might live in a bubble that consists of hundreds of millions of regular people, okay?
Not you live
the
in a bubble.
NFL players or just the regular Joe Schmoes. But none of us need that commercial. None of us even, you know, lives in that. Then we have to, no one ever says like, hey, the boys will be boys after a husband beats a living crap out of his wife. Okay, that never happens.
Can you imagine
if that, my neighbor,
that morning there was domestic violence in the household and they're like, you know what, I can finally, you know, sweetie, let's just forget about it. Let's just, you know, we need to work this out. Let's just sit down, have lunch, and enjoy a good game.
Let me patch you up.
Yeah.
Let me set you
let me put a splint on your arm.
Get
is it
the
a splint?
First aid kit. Put the,
yeah,
the
let
what
me
is it?
Get the needle,
tourniquet.
Needle and tourniquet some stitches, some staples.
You know.
And sit down and watch.
Occlusive thing that you just pack in her wound.
Let's, the quick clot.
A quick clot.
Because you slashed her. Just,
yeah.
Anyway, let's sit down and get our minds off of this and watch some football. And then during the first commercial, no more blah, blah, blah. No more this, no more that. Again?
What's wrong with this
Are you
glass?
Having an issue with that glass?
It just, every time I take a sip, it explodes back in my face.
You know I have coasters for a reason. Can you put it on a coaster? Would it kill you? It's a glass table.
Yes, yes, Patrick Bateman. Yes, Patrick. What's I will do that.
Patrick Bateman.
American Psycho.
Oh, thank you. I'm flattered.
He just like jumped across the table just to put the
just
coaster.
Just to put the coaster
so,
there,
you know.
Yeah. It, again, I am not making light of the issue. However, I don't need the NFL to tell me that we have domestic violence.
You know why? Because you had
parents
who taught you that.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, we all had tempers get the best of us. But the NFL, please stop it. Then Bob Costas guy or whatever, you know, the gooey eye guy. Remember he had that eye thing?
Yeah, he looked like a
the
traffic
eye.
You
yeah.
know, he was not allowed to come out on the street because traffic would stop.
Can you point to Bob Costas or whatever?
Bob Costas.
His gun speech, his gun lecture.
Bob Costas.
Watching the NFL. And then I'm told I'm a POS for owning a gun, basically. The NFL. I'm watching football. I'm watching a bunch of guys who get paid millions of dollars run into each other at tremendous amount of speed with tremendous amount of mass on
people
each
who
end.
Have bodyguards fully are you know fully
correct
armed.
Not to mention Bob
fully
Costas
aroused.
Bob Costas probably has a somebody armed guarding him.
Why is this moving by itself?
And because it's a PC. And Bob are you clicking on it? Are we going to hear him talk about it? Because I want to hear Bob Costas discuss guns at a halftime show. What is this? See, this is some guy putting a video together where I just want to hear Bob Costas talk about guns.
Yeah,
and
what
he's
this?
Just doing background stuff. And
it's Matrix stuff.
What is he, a film producer?
Aftermath of the nearly unfathomable events in Kansas City. That most mindless of sports cliches was heard yet again. Something like this really puts it all in perspective. Well, if so, that sort of perspective has a very short shelf life. Since we will inevitably hear about the perspective we have supposedly again regained, the next time
how many times can you say
perspective
intrudes upon our games?
Oh,
please,
only a minute.
Those who need tragedies to continually recalibrate their sense of proportion about sports would seem to have little hope of ever truly achieving perspective. You want some actual perspective on this? Well, a bit of it comes from the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock, with whom I do not always agree, but who today
why did
said
I choose
it so
to play
well
this?
We should
we,
play,
well
we should do show prep
for from the end of blah, his article.
Blah, can you just summarize?
Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, there. Ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it. In the coming days, Javon Belcher's actions and their possible connection to football will be analyzed. Who knows? But
how many gun owners in this country? Roughly, just give me a rough number. Millions?
50 million? 100 million?
Okay.
I heard there are like 300 million guns in the USA.
And every day, the legal owners, mm-hmm. the law-abiding ones, do their arguments escalate to the point where they're like, let's have a duel?
Like a duel?
Yeah, at least when you back in the day when they announced the duel, they're like, it's a proper yeah. way of saying, it's like, we're about to have a gunfight.
Yeah,
here.
You throw
it's
like
to the point,
you know, you're...
But I bet that's what happened back then. It's like, no, for some reason they were... It's like where you're talking about the Wild Wild West.
Wild West, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't say, you know what? I challenge you to a duel. We're at each other's throats right now. We're ready to kill each other. But hang on a sec. Let's properly establish something here. You and I are going to calmly walk outside, and you and I are going to follow the rules of a duel.
Yeah.
And stand
and
on
then,
each
and then kill.
And then we're going to shoot at each other. And whoever kills the other guy, okay, he wins. Mm-hmm. All right? No, that's not how it happens. They literally yell at each other. They scream at each other. They say, F you, F this, F that. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to F you up. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to effing kill you. Blah, blah. And then, you know, it escalates. And Bob Costas is basically saying, if the guns weren't there, it wouldn't escalate to, you know, perhaps people getting killed. I've seen stabbings before where heated arguments worked their way into the kitchen where people retrieved knives and then they slashed and bloodied each other that way. Or somebody got into a car and drove into people.
Well, it's hard to drive a car in a kitchen.
Correct. That is true. That is true. Hang on a second. I'm going to go out to my driveway.
Honey, can you go into the garage for a second?
It's yes, sweetie, darling, light of my life. Can you go at the end of the garage? There are boxes that I want you to
actually
organize.
Just go ahead and stand in the middle of the garage so I don't have to hit the
wall.
Close
your eyes. Yeah, close your eyes.
I really don't want to damage my Corvette.
Let's play a game of trust.
Hold on, let me take my Jeep instead.
Yeah, the old one with the metal grill.
Yeah. Not the was it fiberglass? It's plastic, Corvette plastic.
Yeah, whatever. My point is, I am tired of sporting events, athletes, artists, and anyone else not doing their job and being a social warrior. Can I sit down? The reason I love the NFL, I love watching, sitting down on Sundays and watching football. Why? Because it was about football. That's it. I was going to watch the Jets go 1-15. All right? Yes, I'm unfortunately a Jets fan.
I'm a...
Was.
Yeah. What's the Riders record?
LA Riders?
LA Riders.
Oakland Riders? I have no idea, but I think they're doing pretty... I heard they're doing... I don't know. I haven't been following.
Yeah.
I got so turned off by the NFL over the last couple of years because it's nothing about the game, and it's all about social issues in this country. Like, according to Bob Costas. The gooey ooey eye.
Now, when he gave that speech, that passionate speech, was it authorized by NFL or does he go? Okay,
of course.
I don't know. Maybe they just give him like.
Of course, they sat there and they were like, you know what, Bob?
Talk about guns.
If you could just make sure you put your eye drops in, okay? I don't want your, you know.
Is that the same guy who had
yes
like, during the Olympics?
Can you find that video? Bob Costas eyes. I guarantee it'll come up. Wow, we spent this whole entire first segment talking about the NFL in the end.
You didn't want to talk about it.
I
didn't
want to talk about it, but look at his ew. Go to the video. Go to the video, please.
Wow. Somebody photoshopped it. He looks like Palpatine.
Yeah.
It's so bad they just took that.
Come on, find me a video. What was he talking? What great thing was he talking about?
Just talking about sports.
Was he talking about sexually transmitted diseases?
That are almost legal and decriminalized.
And facials that, you know, you may potentially get some eye irritation. Wow. But his Bob Costas eye infection
Bob
is Costas getting
bad. Eye infection is getting bad.
We ever find, oh,
poor
Conan.
Bob Costas. We like Bob.
Yeah.
Been a good friend of ours for many years back at NBC. And, well, he's anchoring the Winter Olympics.
No, this is going to be exaggerated.
And as I said, first he got a bad infection in his left eye. Uh-huh. Then it spread to both eyes and still does not seem to be improving. And it's weird because I've been watching the last couple of days. You could see the infection unfolding on camera each night. Take a look.
I woke up this morning with my left eye swollen shut and just about as red as the old Soviet flag. It's the men's 1500 meter semifinals. And once again, Terry Gannon for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Come on. Story. Come on, they're they're exaggerating here.
That's why I hate.
We were trying to watch a video.
Well, I would just want to see the raw video. Yeah, but you get the point.
You get the point.
Who cares?
Maybe Bob Costas, instead of talking about guns, should talk about when you have an eye infection. Refrain from using the same hand to rub your other eye, stupid.
If you use your left eye to wipe your butt, I mean, not eye, left hand to wipe your butt.
Yeah.
You know, don't use it immediately. Yeah. Don't use the same toilet paper.
Don't use it. Yeah. Don't rub the. Yeah.
Don't wash your face with the toilet water.
Yeah. I wipe my anus and then I proceed to pick my nose and then rub the goo out of my eyes.
You know what? I used to do that when I was a kid.
Hey, what's the matter with you? What?
I used to call it like I don't even know what I called it, but as a child, I used to take my finger and then put it.
Oh, let's get
laugh
there.
It out. Laugh it out.
All right, come on.
You know, put it in my nose.
No.
I think I started with I put it into like my foreskin because I was not circumcised inside my foreskin. Then I put it in my.
How old were you?
27.
And then no, you were. That's not
into
true.
Into my butt. Then I put it into my ear.
You were not.
Then 20. I put it in my nose, and then I put it into my mouth.
Why? Why would you do that? Were you a child? Of course, you were a child. Yes. Okay, I don't want to talk about your childish.
You know, for some reason, I wanted to smell it and I wanted to taste it, but it always tastes like, you know, when you pick your ear and then you
taste
it.
No. I don't ever pick my ear and put it in my mouth. I don't ever pick my nose or my butt and put it in my mouth. It's just, I don't understand it.
I told that to my wife once. She almost wanted to divorce me at that point.
Yes. Speaking of divorce, domestic violence, and butt picking and putting it in your mouth afterwards. Check us out on AmericaOutloud.com. Criminal Masterminds. I'm Richard Tracy on Twitter. I am at the Richard Tracy. Chief has been hooking me up with a lot of followers. Chief also listened to
his Chief. Been,
yeah, the Chief. He's a Chief on I think he's a Blue Lives Matter guy. Our the main Blue Lives Matter feller. He's been listening to our show. He's getting a good kick out of it. He's probably just shaking his head like, I can't believe I am followed after he's mentioning me after Hal talking about picking his butt. But anyway, AmericaOutloud.com. Then check out BlueLivesMatter.blue. They've been helping us out with our following and Twitter and everything. And what else? Am I leaving something else? No. AmericaOutloud.com, always. Got an Android, CastBox, download the app, search Criminal Masterminds, hit subscribe, and you'll get all our episodes. Also on iTunes, just go to your podcast app, search Criminal Masterminds, and we'll be right there as well. Subscribe and listen to us weekly. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I have so much more to talk about, like police stuff in this particular instance.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Okay, now we're back. So I wanted to talk about Weinstein, but let's talk about something police related. Remember that nurse that refused to draw blood from that DUI involved. Anyway, yes. There was a DUI, and then she ended up getting locked up by that officer. It's a Utah officer. He is fired. Fire, pants on fire. A Utah police officer has been fired after he's forcibly arrested a nurse who refused to let him draw blood from an unconscious patient in July. What article is this? Ah, I'm reading CNN. Clinton News Network.
My favorite network.
You wanted to say, after I'm done with this article, you want to talk about CNN real quick and tell how ridiculous they are. I just pulled up a first article I can find. And you know what? The reason I'm reading CNN stuff is because I can bash them and in there be like, okay, well, they didn't mention this and they didn't mention that. A police body camera recorded the July 26 arrest of Alex Wobbles. Wobbles? W-U-B-B-E-L-S. Wobbles. I'll call her Wobbles. A nurse at the University of... did you plug the computer in?
No.
You might want to do that. Where is it? It's at the bottom. I told you, plug it in. It's at the bottom of your feet. Goodness gracious.
I don't see it.
You don't see it? It's right under your hand.
Oh, that.
Jeez.
Oh, your penis is so small.
What's the matter with you? Anyway, in the police video of the incident, Detective Jeff Payne handcuffed Wobbles.
Payne.
And placed her in a police car when she refused to allow officers to obtain a blood sample from a crash victim at the hospital without a warrant. Wobbles screamed for him to stop as he forced her out of the door and dragged her to the police car. Minutes later, she was released without being charged. The footage of the officer handcuffing and dragging the nurse spread online, renewing the national debate over excessive use of force by police. Well, not quite CNN. There was a different issue there. But anyway, we'll get to it. Last month, an internal investigation found Payne and his watch commander, Lieutenant James Tracy, violating policies when they arrested the nurse. No, James Tracy's not related to me. And Payne's attorney said that Salt Lake City Department dismissed his client and demoted Tracy to the rank of officer. Oof. Big. Now, my question is, does he get a pay cut? I guess so. He might get a big pay cut. Police Chief Mike Brown notified Payne of the termination, a letter attorney Greg Scorda said. The police department declined to comment on the disciplinary action, but Salt Lake City's mayor applauded the fire. Here he's saying, the decision is in keeping with the high level of accountability we owe the people of Salt Lake City. Mayor Jackie Biskupski.
Jackie, what was the name of the mayor from Back to the Future?
I don't remember.
I think his name was also Jackie.
Mayor, in making his decision, I am confident Chief Brown balanced the unique stresses each of our police officers deal with daily, the responsibility they have as leaders in our community.
Goldie Wilson.
Okay. Mayor. Now, can I ask you a question? Didn't the lieutenant tell the detective, if she interferes in any way, you better put her under arrest?
I think so, yes. So, I mean, yeah, I think so.
Doesn't
I read it on CNN, so it must
fall
be true.
On, shouldn't the lieutenant be getting fired? And the officer should be like, listen, I was just doing what the lieutenant told me to do.
It's not like he was executing them on the spot, you know?
Right.
You know, you can't... sometimes you have to follow orders, you know? You don't have to follow them all the time, like if they're immoral.
Well, wouldn't he get be reprimanded, or what the what term is, if he didn't listen to his lieutenant?
Yeah.
Now, here's it. It says, Scordas has acknowledged Payne made a mistake. However, he said, there was fault at virtually every level. The hospital policy specifies that to obtain a blood sample, police need a judge's order or the patient's consent, or the patient's needs to be, or the patient needs to be under arrest. In this instance, it was a victim, so he wasn't under arrest. An unconscious patient was not a suspect in the wreck that killed another driver. In the police body camera, the video, Payne expressed repeated frustration after the nurse told him he would not obtain the blood sample. Okay. Wobbles gave the officer a printout of the hospital policy for drawing blood and said their request did not meet the criteria. Okay. Listen, I'm not saying that the nurse was wrong. If the nurse did not want to draw blood, Al, should we arrest her? I wouldn't arrest her.
What's the... Yeah.
I don't know if I'd arrest her. I mean...
Once again, in order to answer that, you need to know the law of Utah.
If her...
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think I just basically read it here.
Yeah, but the, you know, you can make your own policy.
That's
but
true.
It has to...
When she defied the order to draw blood, Payne quickly walked over to her. The video shows Wobbles screaming for him to stop as he forced her out the door towards a police car. I've done blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so she basically is following what the hospital is telling her to do.
Yeah. She's following her supervisor's order. He's following his supervisor's
order.
So
basically, I think it certainly escalated, sounds like. But I would definitely not lock her up.
The
I don't
nurse,
know. If, yeah. yeah, just whatever. You don't want to... Listen, in this instance, let's say the law deems that... Oh, pardon me, jeez. Let's say... If she was supposed to, if there was no policy telling her not to do it, or whether there is a policy telling her not to, if by law they're required to do it in certain states, you can do that. In Utah, clearly you can't. But let's say if the nurse is like, "Hey, I'm not gonna do it," you can't really force her to do it. And if she doesn't want to do it, I don't know if you should be locking her up.
Yeah. Well, I think the only way you should lock her up if there's a law that compels you to do that.
If somebody else is trying to retrieve that blood and the nurse comes in and says, you need to stop this immediately and interferes with the retrieval.
Interferes
with the retrieval of evidence. Then that's different. Then she's obstructing and hindering.
Whatever
terms you want to use in whichever state's appropriate for you. But in this instance, and on top of that, she even said, hey, man, we have a policy that I cannot, I can't do this. Okay, take it up with, you're going to lose this one. You're going to lose the blood samples here. All right, you're going to lose this case. And for your case file here, you're not going to get the blood sample. Take it up, go to your supervisor, go to your lieutenant, be like, lieutenant.
She doesn't want to do it.
She sent, her message has been, her opinion has been sent.
LT, you play LT?
Platoon.
Oh, yeah. I need to watch Platoon. I haven't watched it in a while. Yeah. So, take it up with the... it's an administrative debate at that point. You get with your superiors. You articulate to them what the issue is. Then your supervisors and your PR people and your pencil pushers and lawyers and lieutenants, you know, who just sit behind a desk all day and... come up with all these administrative rules.
Policies.
Go to the hospital administrators and lieutenants and...
have them change their policy.
And then discuss it with them. It shouldn't... I don't know. I don't know if he should have been fired.
Well, maybe he... Well,
but I didn't watch the video either. He might have been just a little, you know, getting very frustrated too. I wouldn't have locked her up. I perhaps would have addressed this with my superiors.
Well, didn't he address it?
But that's another thing. The lieutenant told her to lock him up. That's another thing.
What was he supposed to say? Hey, no LT. And then LT's like, look, I'm ordering you to do it.
Yeah, you better lock her up.
It's an order, number one.
There we go. I don't know. I feel like the officer got the shorter end of the stick.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. We should... soulmates over here. It's something that definitely certainly escalated as well.
It's a very difficult situation.
But anyway, he's fired. And then there's that.
Yeah. Just going back to gun violence, you know, some local governments.
Are we talking about CNN?
No, not. We will be talking about CNN next.
Okay.
But, you know, some local governments, since obviously Trump's administration and the Republican-ran Congress, Senate and the House, and all the Republican governments want nothing to do with, you know, stopping the gun violence. Some local governments actually coming out and actually doing something, you know, taking time out of their busy, busy lives and passing certain things. And here I heard, I stumbled upon this article, the Montgomery County government, County Council.
Get yourself together, man.
From Maryland. I'm so excited. I'm reading it. Passes the resolution condemning.
Oh, Chief did say he enjoyed when I made you read stuff. I hope he's listening to this one.
Their resolution condemning acts of guns violence. Oh, they're introducing.
Oh, my goodness. After the mass shooting in Las Vegas that left more than 50 people dead and 500 injured, a resolution was introduced Tuesday by the Montgomery County Council condemning acts of gun violence. Here's my first question from the first sentence that I read here. They're condemning gun violence.
Yeah. Montgomery County has been around since 1776, I believe.
Have they not condemned gun violence in the past? So they
it's
were cool
been
with
like
it?
Hundreds of years later. They haven't been condemning it for hundreds of years.
Okay.
What are you writing?
You're throwing me off. So all of a sudden, why now? Why not? Were there not other
under the resolution sponsored by the council member George Leventhal? The council promises to work collaboratively with health, social services, and criminal justice system to address conditions that exacerbate. How do you say that word? It's a ESOL SAT.
Exacerbate.
Yeah.
Exacerbate
gun violence and non-recreational firearm usage. Who's against that?
I'm not against it.
I'm all for it. I just don't know. My point is it like really necessary to take time out of, you know, when their taxes are going a little high and they're always complaining about budget and whatever, you know, the roads are unpaved, there are bumps and you know what I mean?
If anybody ever had the pleasure of driving through Montgomery County, can I tell you what the roads are like there? I, on occasion, compare them to Moscow.
Yeah.
You know, like potholes.
Yeah, potholes.
And then when you cross over to Howard County, there's a little thump, a little bump in the bridge. You go boop, boop. And then very, very smooth pavement.
Yeah. No, I thought you went airborne from that bump.
Yeah.
Very much like Cobra's car.
Yeah, Cabretti's.
Yeah. But one sentence that I want to read, it says...
Please.
If it were my choice, I would ban guns altogether. Of course, we don't have the authority, so we'll see. Council member Nancy Florine said.
Wow.
And what I want to say is, about 10 years ago or so, when the whole thing, you know, anti-gun, when Obama got elected and they were talking about guns, and they were looking at us like, you know, the gun nuts. We are the gun nuts. They're looking at us with that we are crazy when we said that, look, I'm fearing like my guns might be taken away. And they would all say, nobody wants to take away your guns. Don't worry about that. No one's coming to get your guns.
Whoa. They lift their hands. Did they do this gesture? They lift their hands and say, whoa. Hey.
Don't be paranoid, stupid. Okay. Nobody's coming to get your guns. And then fast forward 10 years later, you know how many times I hear people say we need to get rid of guns completely, even disarm police force.
Yeah, you know how many police departments will have a sudden shortage of police officers?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the police. I'm just saying that people want to ban the Second Amendment openly, okay? This is the true and final goal, is just to get rid of all guns from citizens' hands, civilians' hands.
It's a debate that's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, but they were never that open, okay? It was never like,
that's
look, we're going to take it. We're going to disarm it.
Right.
Now, lady here, Miss Lorraine, says that we pretty much want to disarm you, okay? Take all your guns forcefully. If you're not going to surrender them, we're going to come and take them with force.
She's a council member, and she's flat out openly saying, if it were my choice.
Yeah.
This is somebody who's on your government saying this, and so, she makes decisions.
Yeah,
she's in charge of money getting distributed, taxpayers' money getting distributed for certain things. What if she knew that some company or some group or something that she decides who to forward the money to or who give the funds to is like, well, they're pro guns. I don't know if I want to give them the... maybe I should give it to somebody else. Maybe I should give it to the... Maybe we won't approve the budget for them on this end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just... They're supposed to be neutral. You know, and these controversial debates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But then again, they're also making the policies and the laws, aren't they?
Now let's substitute the Second Amendment with the Fourth Amendment. Okay.
Correct. Here, I was going to mention that. For they want to come over here and grab my. I'm not going to go anywhere and bring my guns over there to give up my guns. They would literally have to physically come over here and take them out of my possession.
Mm-hmm.
That would involve them walking into my house. That would involve them to have permission to enter my house, which they do not have. That's the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
The Fourth Amendment, our Constitution's amazing. The way it was written is incredible. Our founding fathers are certain geniuses because every amendment is practically connected to the other. You can't have one without the other. Yeah.
The First Amendment is protected by the Second Amendment.
I'm sorry.
The Second Amendment is... Sorry, it's your cup. I'm freaking out.
I didn't know if it's if you said first or fourth.
Fourth.
The Fifth Amendment.
The primary. The First Amendment.
Yes.
It's there, and it's protected by the Second Amendment.
Correct.
And the Second Amendment is protected by... Is it really protected by the Third Amendment?
Third Amendment, I think, is
they can't put...
basically, I can't have my local military branch come over here and set base in my house.
Set base in your house.
Say, hey, Tracy, your studio looks like it could fit about my entire platoon.
Yeah.
We're going to come in here and put our boots on the ground. Anyone that says boots on the ground in front of me, I get douche chills.
Boots on the ground and... Wall Street and Main Street.
Or our boys overseas.
Yeah. Bring our boys back.
Bring our boys back. No sense.
So we can spit on them.
No sense in sending our boys over. But stop it. Or there are a bunch of other boots on the ground.
You know who says that a lot?
What did the dispatcher tell George Zimmerman to do?
Stand down.
Stand down. He was told to stand
They were told to stand down.
That brings douche chills to the back of my neck.
There are certain words, phrases.
Douche chills are goosebumps from when you feel douchey.
Erections.
not erections. It's the opposite.
Speaking of erections, guess who had his first erection?
Hang on. Before we go to your father-in-law and his sexual deviant ways.
There's nothing to say.
Anyway, the Fourth Amendment there's no way the left is going to give up the Fourth Amendment because that Fourth Amendment allows them to get in their car, and when a police officer pulls them over and the officer says, would it be okay if I search your car? And they say, no, you cannot. Would it be okay if I search your pockets? They say, no, you cannot. Would it be okay if I come into your house and look for weed? No, you cannot. Words. They're using words to prevent...
Yeah.
Authoritative force in a way.
The force. It's like Dungeons and Dragons. They put a spell on you.
Right. There is an armed government official standing in front of your door, and your words are preventing him or her from walking into your house.
Even if your door is open and unlocked.
Even if your door is wide open and you're sitting in your living room picking your toenails. And wiping your greasy Cheetos hands.
Sticking your finger in your buttons.
Yeah, or like Al, sticking your finger in your butt and then smelling it and then putting it in your mouth. Whichever. And then the officer says, excuse me, sir, that's picking his butt and putting it in his mouth. Would it be okay if I walk into your house
and search your butt?
And search your butt? And he, all he has to say is, no, you cannot. Wow, I never heard Al laugh like that. You're losing your S. Your crap.
Yes, I okay? did. I almost lost it once.
And let's say he even wanted to search your anal cavity. He would need a piece of paper signed off by a judge to insert his finger up your butt.
In my case,
if he wanted to.
You don't need any paper. Just come over to my house and
Al's
do that.
Like, hey,
I'm volunteering my ass.
Hey, come right in. Walk right through, officer. Yeah. Officer, there's no Fourth Amendment here.
My butt cheeks are
no
open.
No Fourth
wide
Amendment
open.
Here. Come on.
Standing
open.
There. Very much like Richard when you discover. Why is it so loud?
I don't know, but
when you discovered like bump
my
in
first,
your
my
you
know? First hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
that's another story for another time. But that is a funny story. Yeah. That's it. They will not give up that Fourth Amendment. Why? Because it's gonna backfire on them. Mm-hmm. The Second Amendment debate is already backfiring. Mm-hmm. It's called every single shooting in the no gun zone.
Yeah. Gun free zone.
Gun free zone. Hey, if I'm a bad guy or I'm a terrorist or I want to really cause some terror, bring a gun to a gun zone.
Let me bring you an argument. You know how much crime probably would be curbed?
I won't argue with you, probably.
Would be curbed if we banned Fourth Amendment? Because police can, like, every time, everyone who looks somewhat criminal, you can just come up and say, hey, I want to search your car for weapons or drugs.
You know
you can't do that. You have no right. That's it. I want to search it.
Yeah.
And they will have to submit.
Yeah, without the Fourth Amendment.
Can you imagine how many guns, how many drugs, how many illegal substances, a contraband police can collect? Simply if we get rid of that Fourth Amendment, but we can't do that.
You can't do that. You cannot do that because why? It's our Constitution. You cannot mess with it. Don't mess with it.
But
trust them.
But you know what? They will never argue, debate that with you. Fourth Amendment is very safe, I think.
It's literally their safe. Yeah. Safe. It's literally their safe zone. It's anybody's safe zone.
Yeah.
As any citizen that sets foot, not a citizen even, you could be a foreigner, it could be your first day here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the amazing thing about this country.
Yeah.
Is that you can say.
You can be illegally here, you will still have
and
that.
You could tell the police to F off when they ask you to search your car. That's the Fourth Amendment. And they what is this?
Really quick, CNN. We're done with that story. But you know what? I have to admit that I almost want to start watching CNN on a regular basis because
why?
Because I watched it twice in last month briefly, and the first story was that I discussed, and that was the storm when the guy was pretending to that there was
hey,
a big
buddy.
Storm.
Hey, pal! Then,
in the midst of those twister, you know, oh, it's already here.
Yeah.
You know, disaster. And on the world, there's a guy just walking
walking
his dog behind him, like nothing's happening.
Right.
And the second time that I watched, they were describing the bump stocks, and this is the footage that they played.
The bump stock
that turns your weapon into full automatic.
A bump. Stock.
Yeah. Okay. Here it is.
The ATF needs to go back and reconsider, and that I'm told is the preferred route for Republican leadership.
I'm sorry. Can you pause real quick?
Yeah. You don't need them until there's a graphic of
go back to the beginning
of the AR-15.
Yes. Talk about that graphic because there's something that graphic is doing that is incorrect already.
Yeah. It's we have this AR-15
physically impossible for
with
it to
a 30-round magazine. A grenade launcher.
There is a grenade launcher
on
it.
Silencer.
A suppressor.
Suppressor. And
a scope.
And a scope. And a regular stock. Something like the collapsible stock. Okay? That everybody knows that. This is not a bomb stock. Bomb stock is actually, if you can look at it, see how big it is? And it extends all the way into the handle. It's on the, I'm showing Richard the other picture.
Okay.
And there's a little thing that goes on the around the trigger guard where you put your finger. And then you have to actually pull it pull it away. So that finger that's kind of set already starts pressing on it. And as soon as it presses, the rifle recoils but you have to kind of like pull it forward again, so every time it recoils and your force pulls it back, your finger automatically starts pressing on that trigger and that's why it starts shooting rapidly. It's not like that, but it doesn't work like this, because here this collapsible stock just suddenly starts moving back and forth.
It's like Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Like, who is doing
it? It's not a rapid fire.
That thing won't work like this.
It's a poltergeist.
As a matter of fact, that stock isn't even designed to be working like this. I don't even know where did they get that? Do they know what they're doing it? And the sad thing is people watch that and say, this is the...
Al, they know... CNN knows exactly what they're doing. CNN knows exactly that this is an inaccurate representation.
And they have no problem pushing that.
But they will edit...
It fits their agenda. Very much like CBS News. Here's the Daily Wire article about CBS News. CBS made up a bogus term to describe the ammunition that was used by the Las Vegas shooter during the rampage, calling the ammunition he used automatic rounds.
What?
The ATF confirmed to Daily Wire.
No. What is it called?
Let me repeat it. Automatic rounds.
Automatic rounds.
Yeah. The ATF confirmed to the Daily Wire that there is no such thing as automatic rounds, which there contradicts CBS.
What do they define what they mean by automatic rounds?
I don't know.
Do they mean that automatic rounds are the repetition of fires?
Yeah,
so it makes the rounds themselves.
The rounds themselves,
the
they just
automatic.
Produce like replicate mirror like in Star Trek. They replicate.
Pew, pew 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 pew.
It's same people who said that, you know, you just need to ban magazines because they've been used like printer cartridges. People will have to throw them away and won't have any more.
I do remember that an actual politician, a lawmaker, the same as the one that said Guam would tip over.
Yeah. While the guns Stephen Paddock used in Las Vegas fired automatic rounds, they were perfectly legal under ATF rules. That's what they tweeted, CBS.
Oh, my goodness. Automatic rounds.
Enough.
CBS.
And I think we have only a few minutes. I just want to say something very quick. United States did not make it into the World Cup in Russia. They got eliminated last night. I think they lost to the worst team in that little group.
Can you read the standings?
Yes,
please.
This is the final group. It's a six teams. Three top teams qualify. The fourth team goes in playoffs, and the last two are eliminated. And the first team is Mexico, which is a powerhouse in the local, in the region.
Yes,
Costa Rica's been very good.
They showed really good
showing last World Cup, so it's no surprise that they did make it to number two. However, next. Next, number three, Panama.
Surprisingly high.
Yeah,
surprisingly high. Traditionally, they're not a good soccer team.
I don't even know if they ever made it to the World Cup. Right. I have to go back. Even expert like me doesn't remember if Panama ever made it to World Cup.
Okay.
Now, the playoff spot was occupied by Honduras. You know?
They were good last couple of...
Yes, they made it to World Cup, but they never, you know, they're not... I mean, USA is number five. That's my point is United States is number five. We had all those, you know, for the first time since 1986, we're done. We're not going to see the American team in there. This team is just poor, you know. And they lost to the team number six. They had to.
They lost to the worst team in that standing.
They had to draw Trinidad and Tobago. And they lost. I don't even know what the score is. I was actually, frankly, paying attention to Argentina versus Ecuador. Argentina, surprisingly, was almost on the brink of elimination, and they had to win. It was a must-win game.
It's a very difficult situation when you're in elimination.
Yeah. And the soccer god Leo Messi dragged them by scoring a hat trick. And that's the difference between a, you know, high-quality player and not having a high-quality
player. They actually were... In the World Cup, hang on, I'm sorry. Eight times?
Who?
Panama?
Panama was in the World Cup eight times?
I am sorry. No. I apologize. That's incorrect. This will be their first World Cup appearance.
Yeah, okay, so they've never been to the World Cup.
They've never been to the World Cup.
They've never been to the World Cup. It was a very difficult history, very difficult situation for them.
Yeah.
They've been plenty to the Confederation... The CONCACAF Championship and Gold Cup.
Well, pretty much everybody makes that, unless you really, really...
Listen, and you know, somebody said that, and I would like to talk about this on the next show.
Yeah.
And I saw on Twitter somebody saying, United States didn't even qualify for the World Cup. Meanwhile, women's soccer, three-time world champions, and getting paid significantly less. I wanted to argue, well, how many people are actually watching... Women World Cup versus not, and there was a significant amount of people watching Women World Cup. I actually watched a few games myself, but compared to the Men's World Cup, viewership.
We have to do research. Well, all I know that
I feel like you have to factor in ratings when you're talking about salaries.
I hear that U.S. national team for women, lots of people are watching that. But when it comes to clubs, there's just absolutely no comparison.
No, really. Thank you very much for listening to us. We are criminal masterminds. I am humbled by Al as always. Thank you very much.
Humbled to be here.
Thank you very much for coming out here and being here. Follow me on Twitter at the Richard Tracy. Common spelling. Chief, thank you so much for giving me so many followers and Blue Lives Matter .blue, getting me so much love on Twitter. And I do enjoy the hate as well. Keep it coming. And check us out on AmericaOutLoud.com. Also, check us out on iTunes. Just search Criminal Masterminds. And on CastBox, if you have an Android, just search Criminal Masterminds. Subscribe on both ends. And check us out live on AmericaOutLoud.com on our live radio stream. We're on at 6 a.m. every Monday for the brand new episode. If you want to hear it first, you need to be up
first or
according to Al. All right, everybody. Take care. Thank you very much. And if you're working out there, ladies and gentlemen, be safe. Be careful. Take care.